here at Porkfest X. It's the 10th edition, and it's been going on since a long time ago when the Free State Project chose New Hampshire in 2003 as the destination for this incredibly ambitious and already successful concept. Because it was just a great idea for a long time. The idea of, hey, this whole libertarian thing, it's not really working out very well. These candidates are barely getting 2% in any given election, 2, 3% if you're really lucky. And maybe we should try a new strategy to achieve liberty in our lifetime. How about we move a bunch of people who care about freedom together to the same place? Hey, guess what? That strategy works. It turns out that over 1,100 people are already here now as part of the Free State Project after a decade. We're going to have 20,000 people signed up for this thing. We've got over 14,000 thus far who are on board. So we're barely scratching the surface of what's possible. We've already had dozens of people elected with only 1,100 people here, with only, you know, just over 5% of the eventual goal of movers. We've had people elected all over the place up to the level of state representative, several of those folks, people at smaller offices like school board and county selectmen and things like that, plus lots of great civil disobedience and street theater and media is being created. There is no more, in my opinion, no more exciting movement within the Liberty community than the Free State Project. And we are here from the Porcupine Freedom Festival with a great audience, and thank you all, by the way, so much tonight for coming in to participate in the show. You are going to have the pleasure of experiencing our next guest, Dr. Mary Ruard, who is one of my favorites, definitely, and she certainly deserves her own applause, definitely an inspiration to me. We haven't had you on the show in a few years. The last time we had you on was from the Liberty Forum, which is the other event that the Free State Project puts on every year, and it's kind of a different event. Mary, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Well, thank you. It's great to be back.
Yeah.
So, now, you're known for a couple of things sort of in the Liberty Movement. Not only did you sort of you write one of the most seminal volumes in the Liberty Movement called Healing Our World, which I think probably is, you know, responsible for converting or helping to convert lots and lots of, you know, I have no, thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people, I have no idea. But you're also a doctor and gal, right? And you did a speech today on the sort of the consequences of regulation. You saw regulation being implemented in the area of research by the FDA, and What were your conclusions in your speech?
Well, basically, I think that the 1962 Kefauver-Harris amendments to the Food and Drug Act, which are the ones that I was talking about, probably have killed millions of people. I estimated something like one out of every five Americans probably have had their life shortened since 1962 by these amendments. So it's one of the biggest killing legislations that ever happened. And, of course, it was passed to save lives, which is, you know, a very sad commentary on how well we know what to do.
So surely, these regulations, they make drugs safer, right? Is that the idea?
That was the idea, but in fact, just the opposite happened. And part of that reason is it lengthens drug development time so long that people who are dying and need the drug right away don't get it. I was working in the AIDS research area for a while, and by the time the FDA gave us permission to put our new drugs in people, every AIDS patient in the country that wanted them already had them and was resistant to them. And that's because they hired black market chemists to make them for them. They
wow.
just couldn't wait.
Now, that's awesome that the people in the AIDS, the head AIDS in the 80s were part of a movement that managed to get their own drugs. But I would imagine most people who have a variety of other illnesses, terminal illnesses, are not able to put together their own black market chemists to make their drugs. What about people with, say, cancer?
Well, the cancer patients wanted to do it legally, so they actually sued sued the FDA. They wanted to buy new drugs from the pharmaceutical companies when they had only had human safety testing, but not necessarily when they had been shown to be effective. The courts ruled that we do not have the constitutional right to save our lives without approved drugs.
So what the courts decided, now this is the Supreme Court refused to hear the case, so they sort of affirmed the lower court's decision, was that because the terminal cancer patients might be ripped off by inefficient drugs, so we can't let them have them. Is that the idea?
Well, I think that was the idea of the amendments, but the constitutional the case was based on the Constitution. The patients sued on the grounds that they had the constitutional right to save their own lives by whatever means they chose.
And the courts
ruled.
Say no.
That's right. The courts ruled they didn't have that right.
It's another fascinating aspect of governments essentially claiming rights.
Ownership.
Yeah, ownership of your body. I mean, that's what they ultimately believe. And I use the analogy of the pigs on my farm on a regular basis, but, I decide what medical treatment the pigs on my farm get. They don't decide their own treatment because I own them.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's kind of the way it is, and it's really sad because this information that the terminal cancer patients would be giving us is extremely valuable. So it's really sad that we aren't able to get that. And, of course, for their perspective, it is tragic because there really is no such thing as false hope because every drug cures some people by the placebo effect. Mm-hmm. And I don't think the cancer patients really care if they get cured by an effective drug or by the placebo effect.
Yeah, is there a lot of evidence of people being cured of cancer by the placebo effect? I would think that would be unusual.
Well, there's a lot of what we call spontaneous remission, which means we don't know why they got better.
Okay.
And so, yes, I would say there's probably quite a few people who can get healed by a placebo effect. In fact, there's one very famous case where a doctor told the patient they were getting a new drug that was going to cure them, and it did, and this person was terminal. And then later, after the clinical trials came back, it was found that this drug actually didn't cure cancer. When the patient read this material, they got the cancer back and died.
Oh, my goodness.
We've done a little bit of, we've talked about the placebo effect on the air here, and one of our co-hosts, Stephanie Murphy, on Sunday, she's a doctor and gal, too, the smartest people on Free Talk Live are ladies. She said that apparently, like, big red pills are more effective in the placebo effect or something like that. Why not just sell big red pills?
Well, I don't remember that study, but it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, we don't really understand the placebo effect, but we know it's real, and that's why the FDA demands placebo-controlled studies. So the smart person would say, wait a minute, there is a way to cure us without drugs and without risking a lot. Maybe we should understand this placebo effect a little better.
Yeah, absolutely. I find it to be fascinating. I mean, as far as understanding it, it seems to me that our minds are a lot more powerful than people realize. And, if someone believes they're going to get better, golly gee, it looks like there's a good chance that they might just do that. I mean, isn't that the reason why ambulance EMTs are trained to say things to people who have had, life-threatening injuries about how you're going to make it and everything's going to be okay? Because if they say negative things, that those negative words will seep into their subconscious and maybe they won't be okay in that case because they're subject to suggestion.
Oh, you're looking pretty rough. I can't believe you're still conscious.
Yeah.
Those guys, right. Yeah, right. A terrible thing for an ambulance driver to be saying.
He's losing blood fat.
My God, dear God, somebody get a priest.
Well, that's true for coma patients, too. There's now mm-hmm. becoming a practice of not talking about the person's condition in front of them, even if they're in a coma, because it's
still
believed
present.
That they can hear. They might be able to hear that, at least a subconscious level. And family members are encouraged to go in and talk to people in a coma. So.
Now, here's when we were talking about the FDA and their regulations, you were in your speech, you were distinguishing between regulations that had to do with sort of safety and other regulations that had to do with effectiveness. And what sort of costs percentage wise is the checking to make sure that this this new cancer drug isn't actually rat poison versus does it work? What's the difference between the percentage wise? What's the difference between safety and effectiveness?
Well, it's it's hard to say exactly, but before these amendments were passed, all you had to do was show your drug was safe for effective use, safe for the use you were going to use it for, and that was 4.5 years versus the 15 years it is now.
I want to come back with more. Can you stick with us for another segment? More with Dr. Mary Ruart, her website, Ruart, R-U-W-A-R-T.com. More from PorchFest X coming up in moments.
Online Bitcoin poker at sealedwithclubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at sealedwithclubs.eu. Great play rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at sealedwithclubs.eu. No seals are harmed in the making of this advertisement.
How would you like to have a spectacular summer vacation right here in Washington, D.C., sharing ideas about freedom, individual rights, the current state of our government, and much more, with fascinating people and speakers from across the country? If so, check out the Cato Institute's annual Cato University program being held at Cato's state-of-the-art new building in the heart of downtown D.C., July 28th to August 3rd. Information and registration is at catouniversity.org. That's catouniversity.org.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633. Or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival. June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Valair Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel speaking about natural healthy living. The Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
We are at Porkfest X, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You can visit porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com, to get a feel for what this event is all about. There have been many that have gone before. This is the 10th one, and I'm grateful that we're here yet again, bringing it to you live every single night of the week. It will continue, and our wonderful audience is here as well. Thank you, guys. It will continue on through the Saturday show. So we still have a handful more shows to do here this week at Porkfest X. It's not too late for you to get here either. There are hundreds of people who are already here. We're expecting over 1,000, maybe even over 1,500 people here during the week throughout this wonderful time. And you can still come up. It's not too late. Come to the northern portion of New Hampshire. It's a town called Lancaster. The campground is Rogers Campground. You will meet some of the best people that you have ever come across, and you might not even want to leave when you get here. If you love liberty, why would you want to be anywhere else but New Hampshire, where thousands of liberty-minded people are converging in order to achieve more liberty in our lifetime? We're going to continue with our special guest, Dr. Mary Ruart, here in moments.
I've been taking a weight loss supplement that's really been working for me. It's called Axia 30. Now, I'm very sensitive to stimulants, and it doesn't freak me out like most of these things would. I've lost like 5 pounds in 6 weeks. I'm excited about it because I haven't changed my life in any way, shape, or form. I'm just taking a pill once a day. And you can get a full 3-month money-back guarantee on Axia 30, so you're not taking any risks. Just give them a call at 800-543-6613. It's 800-543-6613. It's Axia 30, and you get a free month, absolutely free, with your order. 800-543-6613, Axia 30.
All right, so we're with Dr. Mary Ruart. She is one of my favorite libertarians. You wrote Healing Our World, which is the book that I have to say I recommend the most to people. People interested in learning about liberty, I feel like it's such a great book because it's so compassionate. It really explains the ideas of liberty to people from a perspective of, hey, liberty isn't about taking, you know, making homeless people more homeless or hurting people in some way and depriving them of services and things like that. The idea is, hey, we can have wonderful services for people that are helpful without the threat of violence placed behind them. And I think that you communicate the ideas of liberty in such a way that shows that libertarians are, can be, and should be seen as the most compassionate people rather than these cold-hearted zealots that just want to keep all the money that they earn. So thank you for that, Mary.
Oh, you're welcome.
Now, when you're giving your speech today, you're talking about the FDA and sort of the inefficiencies brought into the marketplace by the, is it 1963?
1962 Kefauver-Harris Amendments.
Yeah, I'm surprised I just can't remember that off the top of my head. The Kefauver-Harris Amendments. And apparently these kind of gave more power to the FDA?
Yes, it really changed everything. It gave them power over every aspect of drug development except for drug discovery.
Now, as far as costs. There's a lot of costs in getting through 17 years of studies as far as efficiency and safety. You said it used to be 4.5 years, before this all started, and it was just basically just safety. Really, effectiveness wasn't the concern. So 17 years, the cost. What percentage of the costs of drugs is regulation?
Well, I calculated to be about 85% of what we pay at the drugstore.
Wow.
Today. And that's the Kefauver-Harris Amendments. It doesn't include the regulation before that time. And the regulation took it from 4.5 years to about 14.5 or 15 years. And so they've added 10 years to the development time, but they've added much more to the cost. It's now about $500,000 out of pocket for the pharmaceutical companies to put a brand new drug on the market, and $1 billion if you count the time factor.
Now, you had basically were integral in discovering a drug that fixed people's liver disease. Pardon, I know I don't know. I'm not saying this right, okay? And you can clean it up after I ask the question. So you created some drug, or part of creating a team creating some drug as far as liver disease goes, and you're having a lot of difficulty getting through the FDA process, and then an FDA official called to help.
Yes, actually what happened is the FDA official called right after we filed the patent for prostaglandins and liver disease and said, we are so excited about this, Dr. Ruart, because there isn't any cure for liver disease. 100,000 people die every year. You know, this is great, and we'll help you get it through. But at breakthrough drugs, new drugs, are very hard to get through the FDA because you have to know, especially for something like liver disease where it's chronic, you know, you have to treat people for years. You have to know what dose to give, how often to give it, you know, and if you don't know those things when you go in and do a study that takes 5 years, if you have to repeat it, then your patent runs out and you can't recover your cost because it goes generic the first day. And so even though the FDA was trying to help us, we still couldn't make it economically feasible. And this was back in the 1980s.
You couldn't get through the FDA's tests.
That's right.
Without, even with the help of the FDA.
That's right, because if we tried it and we didn't guess right on all the parameters the first time, we would lose a lot of money.
Wow.
So the company decided not to go ahead. A lot of drugs don't ever make it to the marketplace because of this system.
So this drug, which would have fixed people's prostaglandins.
Well, they would fix their liver. It was a prostaglandin that would treat their liver disease. I know it's all these tongue-twisting words here. But it's you know, of course, the prostaglandins, for the people who are listening, are part of the family of compounds that your body makes when you take fish oil. This is one of the reasons you take fish oil. You want to balance your prostaglandins. So that's the economical way to do it today.
Now, you mentioned patents.
Well, I want to make one point here. This drug never hit the market. They had a cure for liver disease that never hit the market, that the FDA wanted to get through its own tests, that the FDA couldn't get through its own tests.
Yeah.
This is how absolutely incompetent and tied in knots these bureaucrats are with their own rules.
You better believe it's not the only drug in that situation.
How many people died because every year because of this stupid
Yes, Mark,
crap.
But if it only saves one life.
Right.
Right? Isn't that the excuse?
One life in order to you could kill a million people and save one life.
Isn't that the FDA's excuse for their process that, if it only saves one life, then it's worth all this money?
Well, if it takes hundreds or thousands of lives, of course it isn't. And that's actually what happened. I mean, for example, when we were talking about the AIDS patients earlier, they did not have the extra 10 years to wait. And so for every life-saving drug we put on the market that has to go through this extra decade of testing, we lose many, many lives. And the safety that we gain from all this testing is almost negligible, because most drug problems happen because we can't predict from animal studies or from the limited clinical studies that we do what's going to happen. So we don't know it until, you know, thousands or maybe millions of people take the drug.
You know, when you say 17 years to get through these studies, it's hard for me to believe that I am 42 years old. The drugs getting on the market today began the process when I was 25. I mean, subtract, 17 years from your age, and then you'll realize just how far in arrears medicine is today because of the FDA.
Well, yes, but it's actually 14 to 15 years. The 17 years you're getting is the patent life.
Okay, sorry.
That's all right. I just want to make sure we're all clear for your listeners.
So I was like 29 instead. I mean,
yes.
The drugs
something different.
The cutting-edge drugs today were thought of and began the testing when I was 29.
So I know, Mark, you had another guest lined up here for the next segment. I would like to keep Mary for at least another couple questions. We've got a call on the line for her at 855-453. If you can stay for a short bit, maybe not even through the whole next segment, but we're going to keep you for a little bit. Dr. Mary Ruart is with us. Her website, ruart.com, R-U-W-A-R-T.com. You can read her book for free, by the way. It's great. Healing Our World. There's more coming up.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you'd like here at 855-450-FREE, though otherwise we've got interesting folks here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival to talk to throughout the week, and the event is only about halfway done. We still have Thursday, Friday, Saturday night shows. We're going to be doing those live here at the LRN.FM Media Room, where a number of great presentations have gone on today. In fact, later on tonight, there's going to be a showing, a screening of the Silver Circle movie. There are currently setting up for that as we speak. And a great studio audience here watching as we interview Dr. Mary Ruart, one of my favorite libertarians. I'm so glad that she has come to the Porcupine Freedom Festival for the first time ever. We're going to continue that in moments. But first,
a great liberty-oriented event, Freedom Fest, is on it from July 10th through the 13th at Planet Hollywood on the Strip in Las Vegas. That frankly, it's the biggest liberty-oriented event of the year, and there's nothing like Freedom Fest, and there's nothing like Vegas either. John Stossel, Grover Norquist, Rand Paul, Steve Forbes, Art Laufer, many more will be there. And the venue, by the way, has just recently changed, so make sure you get to Planet Hollywood on the Strip in Las Vegas. It's freedomfest.com. Get registered now because they're booking fast. It's freedomfest.com. I will be there, by the way, representing Free Talk Live, freedomfest.com.
Dr. Mary Ruart with us here. Her website, ruart.com, R-U-W-A-R-T.com. Healing Our World, one of her books, but not the only one. You've also been, for a lot of years, writing the questions, tough questions or excuse me, Libertarian Answers to Tough Questions. What is the title, Mary?
Short Answers to the Tough Questions.
There you go. And they are very good.
Whatever Ian didn't say.
And well written. And you can go and get some of those. In fact, you publish a lot of those for free in the Liberator Online, which is a free, I think, biweekly newsletter put out by the Advocates for Self-Government.
That's right. That's right. And if you don't mind, I'd like to talk a little bit about the Freedom Fest, because I'm going to be there, too, as the chair of the International Society for Individual Liberty. We're going to have a program there, and I'm really hoping that, you know, we'll meet up there, and I invite all your listeners to attend.
Now, you've been to a lot of libertarian events. I mean, you've been involved with the Libertarian Party for a long time. You actually ran for their presidential nomination back in 2008, unfortunately losing by a few votes to someone who has now renounced his libertarian membership, and I could comment on how the Libertarian Party has lost its principle over the years, but, you know, you've been to a lot of these events, but you've never been to the Porcupine Freedom Festival before. Just give me your impression, having, I presume, walked around the campground and met some of these wonderful people. What's your experience been thus far?
Oh, and it's been a great experience, because it's not as politicized as a Libertarian Party convention, mm-hmm. be it state or national. I feel like I can relax and enjoy myself. I'm among friends, and it's a great audience, and everybody's, how can I say it, everybody really knows their stuff, so to speak. So I'm learning a lot. People are coming up to me and sharing things with me that I didn't know, and I really love that.
Fantastic. Let's go to Adam. He's been waiting patiently to talk to you from Maryland. Adam, you are on Free Talk Live. Actually, my internet phone screening software is not working at the moment, so it's now on. Thank you. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. Hey, Dr. Ruart.
Hi, Adam. Hi.
I just want to get to my thing really quick. What you guys were talking about during the last segment, like, it really, really makes me absolutely disgusted. You gave that figure about it adds 10 years to development and 85% of the cost.
Yeah. You're talking about government regulations medicines.
Hey, guys, can you post the name of that law to the Facebook page or something?
That's a good idea.
Okay.
What was the name of it again, by the way, Mary, the law in question? The regulation that you were talking about?
Oh, the 1962 Kefauver-Harris Amendments to the Food and Drug Act. And if you go to my website, Adam, ruart.com, ruart.com, you can go to my free library and download a paper I have about all of this called Deadly Secrets About Soaring Pharmaceutical Prices. It's a great read, and it has a lot of this material in it so that you know, can really get more well acquainted with it. It's actually a kind of a smaller version of the book I'm writing on the subject.
So Deadly Secrets, what is it again?
Deadly Secrets About Soaring Pharmaceutical Prices, or Behind Soaring Pharmaceutical Prices.
That was a nice tease. You're writing a book about this. Adam, is there anything else that you wanted to get out there tonight with Dr. Ruart here?
Yeah, I was watching something on Dateline NBC a few years, maybe a year or two ago, about there's like these companies that they rubber stamp pharmaceutical like approvals for the FDA, and there's something involving India. Do you know anything about that, Dr. Ruart?
Well, I'm not sure exactly what you're referring to, but I think you might be referring to the fact that they're trying to do cross approvals these days. In other words, if the U.S. FDA approves a drug, some countries are automatically approving it. Hmm. That's not true for our FDA. It feels like it has to see all the data itself and do its own evaluation. But I think some countries are deciding that this is too wasteful. And so some countries are going ahead and agreeing with other regulatory agencies, and that would be the European Union and the U.S. FDA.
Adam, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. You know, you mentioned briefly patents previously in the earlier segment, and I know I've heard you speak out against those. Is that your position, that patent law is unlibertarian?
Yes. Well, if you've ever tried to get a patent, and I have several, you find out that it's a little bit of a game-playing thing. It doesn't, I don't think it really helps the industry that much, except when it's highly regulated, and that's what studies show. Now, there would be no new drugs if there wasn't a patent protection now, because no company could recover the cost.
They couldn't get through the development costs.
Right, right. So it's a what I call patents a status band-aid on a status caused problem.
Right, because I remember you talked previously with us about how before patents, before all these regulations, it was just whoever was first to market usually did very, very well, even though there were a bunch of people aping their product, right?
That's right. In fact, even second to market did very well. And we didn't, when I started in the industry, we didn't worry that much about whether we had a patent or not. Was only after these regulations kept increasing, and they increase every year because the FDA basically has carte blanche. So every year, the more regulations, more cost for development, and more necessary the patents.
Right. Not only are you jumping through the regulatory structures hoops, but you're also jumping through the patenting structures hoops. And, of course, that requires patent attorneys, likely, for these big corporations. So how much do those attorneys cost per hour in order to employ their services?
Quite a bit.
Lots of money. Always great having you on the show. Really appreciate you coming here. And you're not done with Porkfest, right? You're staying for another couple days?
I'm staying for another day. I'll be giving a talk tomorrow at 2 p.m.
What about?
On the future of the libertarian movement.
Ooh, that sounds like a good one. So if you can make it up here, you definitely want to see that, and hopefully it'll be recorded for all of our listeners who can't make it up. Mary Ruart, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live.
Well, thank you for having me. It's always wonderful.
Always appreciate you being here, and look forward to talking to you again in the future. In fact, we could have had you on for longer, but I know Mark promised we were going to talk to the gentleman who spoke earlier today about the psychology of authority. Now, this is a topic that we have discussed throughout the years on Free Talk Live, looking at various different scientific studies that have been done on the idea of authority, like the Milgram experiment, the Stanford Prison experiment as well. I, unfortunately, was not able to make this talk today at the BIT tent, but Professor Michael Humer is with us here on Free Talk Live. Michael, welcome to the show tonight.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, thanks for coming on the program. And we're going to continue with you all the way through the end of the show this evening, because I think you were talking about something very important today, and that is that people seem to have this real thing for authority, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I was trying to explain why most people seem to believe that the state has a special kind of authority, and also how that's a dangerous belief.
So people seem to like authority, and then people seem to dislike authority. They have this love-hate relationship with authority. They seem to want it, if only to rebel against.
Right. Well, whether you like it or not isn't the important thing. The important thing is whether you obey it or not. So in the Milgram experiment, for example, most of the subjects did not want to electrocute the victim, but they felt like they had to.
We're going to come back with more on this, and you can stay with us, yes? Michael Humer is a professor talking about authority here today at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We're going to talk more about it here in moments. As we wrap up this edition of Free Talk Live, we can also get your call in. If you've got a question for him at 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. More support tests coming up.
150 million people suffer from headaches. All you want is for the pounding in your head to stop. Migralax stops the pounding. Migralax was developed by a neurologist and founder of the New York Headache Center.
I'm neurologist Dr. Alex Malskopf. After studying and researching the human brain for 25 years, I've developed Migralax, which eliminates pounding headaches. It works for my patients, and I'm so convinced it will work for you, I don't just guarantee it, I put my name on it.
Dr. Malskopf's Migralax gets rid of headaches fast without harsh caffeine, sodium, or preservatives.
Migralax works unbelievably fast, and it's gentle on my stomach.
Find out how to get your free bottle of Migralax. Call 800-543-4186. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll also receive the Migralax Quick Tips to Headache Relief absolutely free. That's 800-543-4186. Or go to MigralaxRelief.com. MigralaxRelief.com. Or call 800-543-4186.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition. organization by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Come to Burnsville, Minnesota to attend the Healthy Body 13 Conference. 2 days only. Friday, June 21st at 6 p.m. for the opportunity meeting. And Saturday, June 22nd at 9 a.m. for training by Tom Chenault. Learn about Dr. Joel Wallach, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. For details, call 651-695-7750. That's 651-695-7750. Or visit HealthyBody13.com. HealthyBody13.com. Income at home with nutrition done right. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of a biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity nutritional supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the final segment of this edition of the program, live from Porkfest X, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and the 10th one in, here in 2013. So glad to be here with such wonderful people who, as was stated earlier on the show tonight, they're like friends you didn't know you had. These are people that it's so easy to create relationships with and to connect with, and that's part of the fun about the Free State Project. Yeah, you're moving across the country. Yes, you're leaving likely some family and some friends behind, but what you don't know is how many new friends are waiting for you here, and friends who actually get it when it comes to the ideas of liberty, people who are principled and understand what freedom means and who are actually willing to work toward that, and in a way that they have a level of dedication that is just not seen in a lot of the rest of the liberty movement. And that's why this movement exists, to bring those people together into the same place. Go to porkfest.com to learn more. P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. It's not too late to get you up here. Come up for the weekend. If all you can come up for is Friday and Saturday, then it's still worth the trip. It's still worth it to be around people who love liberty. So Ian and Mark in the studio with you here tonight with a special guest, and his name is Michael Humer, Professor Michael Humer. And Michael, welcome back to Free Talk Live. You gave a talk this afternoon at the Bit Tent about authority. Can you kind of sum up for our listeners who weren't able to see your presentation what the gist of it was?
Yeah, so the talk was based upon a chapter in my recent book, The Problem of Political Authority. And in the book, I argue that political authority is an illusion, that no state has ever had legitimate authority. Now, in this particular chapter, I confront the question, well, why do so many people believe in authority? And is the fact that so many people believe in authority some evidence that maybe I'm wrong and maybe I should reconsider? And so I tried to explain.
Right. A lot of people believe in authority, right? I mean, it's, you know, it's the pervasive belief.
Right. Yeah. In fact, I mean, the idea that no state is legitimate is very radical and hardly anyone agrees with that.
Right. We democratically elected these people. Therefore, they're legitimate. 51% of people can assassinate 49% of people because that's fair.
Right. Yeah. That was one of the things that I talked about in my talk on the previous day, yesterday. The idea that the democratic process confers authority. If you stop to think about it for just a minute, it's really unclear how the theory is supposed to work. If there are three people who want to kill a fourth person, they don't have the right to do that just because there are more of them, right? And
right, so where does the authority come from? If we are equal as men and women, as humans, if we're equal, then how could we somehow create this idea of putting another human being in power over someone else without their consent?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, traditionally in the social contract theory, you need unanimous consent, right? But the reason why people move to this democratic authority is that it's just clear that you can't get universal consent.
Right. It's expeditious because there are groups, the Quakers, for instance, that used unanimous consent or consensus or unity or whatever the term they used in order to come to conclusions. So it's possible, but it's really inexpeditious. A government that chose to use consensus would have very few laws.
Yeah. Well, I think it's possible that it would not even have any laws.
Yeah, quite possible.
Right. Yeah. And so, and most people think that that's just a disaster, and so therefore we need some other account of the government's authority.
And of course, a lot of this has to do with the fact that government is actually running the school system to help inculcate young people with these ideas that there is authority and that they have authority and that authority should be obeyed. To go back to something you were saying before we went to the break, you were talking about what matters is whether or not people obey the authority. Can you get back into that?
Right. Yeah. The government doesn't care that much if you like them or not. You can go around saying you hate the government as long as you obey and you send them the money that they want.
They really are concerned about that money, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, and the obedience as well, because they want you to do what they want you to do also. And I think that's such an important point, and that, you know, we have so many great people in the liberty movement with wonderful ideas, but many of them are too scared of what the government people might do to them if they refuse to obey. I mean, there's a cage out there somewhere with your name on it if you if you don't obey. Are you advocating civil disobedience?
Well, I advocate civil disobedience in the event that you can get away with it. if you can't get away with it, then it's up to you, you know, whether to take the risk. If a mugger comes and points a gun at you and says, "Give me your money," I think you should give him the money. Right. Now, if you refuse to give him the money, you won't have done anything wrong, but you'll have done something imprudent because he's probably going to shoot you.
Well, obviously, if you are looking to protect yourself from any kind of aggression, then taking the path of least resistance is kind of the natural thing that people do. But isn't that what has gotten us to this point where the mugger in this case is the people calling themselves the state, and they're making all kinds of demands of you left and right, whether you're a business owner, whether you're a pharmaceutical company, spending billions of dollars trying to get a pill through some governmental process, or whether you're just a regular business owner trying to get a permit for doing X, Y, or Z to run your business. The fact that people do jump through these hoops is why we have this overarching, over-controlling, and intrusive government, and I would contend that if people ever want to change that, they're going to have to change how they behave and be more disobedient. Otherwise, you're just going to keep getting what you've gotten. How else would you propose to change it?
Well, I think that in some sense, what you said is true, that we have too many laws because people don't resist them actively. But in another sense, the reason why we have all these laws is that the majority of people think that they're a good idea.
That's true. People believe in the idea of the state.
And so, I mean, if you tell people, hey, it's okay to disobey laws that are wrong, still, the vast majority of people would not disobey the vast majority of laws.
Mm-hmm.
Because they actually think it's a good idea to have the FDA and, you know, whoever else, right? The Drug Enforcement Agency and all that. So what I think we need to work on is convincing people that those are not good ideas, right?
How do we do that?
Well, biased, but he said it was the best book written about the philosophy of libertarianism.
So what is the problem with authority?
Well, so it, very, very briefly, the problem is, why do those 535 people in Washington get to tell everybody else what to do?
Yeah, why do they?
And, and you know, and more precisely, why do they get to use physical violence if people disobey their will in circumstances in which no other agent would be entitled to use physical violence?
So in a circumstance where, you know, say we, without the state, people are generally going to go to, well, what happens if somebody murders someone or something like that? How do you address problems with this? I mean, doesn't one ultimately have to have some authority in some circumstance?
No, well, so first thing is, what I mean by authority is a kind of special entitlement to use force against other people in circumstances in which it would not be permissible for any non-governmental agent to do so.
Right. Now, so a monopoly privilege in a particular area.
Yeah. But so there are some things that the government does that would be permissible for anyone else to do. And so that does not require authority. It does not require a claim of authority.
So taking a killer into custody or something like that.
Building a road?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
So, well, depending on how you're financing it.
Yeah.
Okay, but
You're taking land.
If you're stopping somebody from committing murder, I claim that does not require authority because anybody is entitled to stop murderers.
And you said there's a book that you have written or / are writing. Which is it?
Yeah. It's it came out in January.
Okay, and it's called what again?
The Problem of Political Authority.
The Problem of Political Authority. Michael Humer, Humer.
Yes.
And where can folks get that? Is it available through Amazon?
It's on our Facebook page.
Oh, fantastic! So you can go through shop.freetalklive.com to get your hands on that, and that'll mean that Free Talk Live will get a cut of the sale. And you can do that all the time at shop.freetalklive.com. Michael, thank you for coming on Free Talk Live tonight. I think the topic is fascinating and one that deserves much study by people who love the ideas of liberty. I want to get Ruth Ann in here. She's got some final thoughts for us in Pennsylvania. Ruth Ann, you are on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi, yes. I'm calling from Pennsylvania. And
you got to go quick. You got 20 seconds.
Oh, wow. I was going to answer Alex Jones' question about what's wrong with Pennsylvania.
Haven't called the Alex Jones, so I'm so sorry about that, Ruth. You may want to check your local listings and call back at the right time. But we'll be back tomorrow night online at freetalklive.com. Now, that's strange because our board operators normally, when they answer the phones, they'll say, "This is Free Talk Live," and let the person know that they're calling a different
show. What is wrong with Pennsylvania?
I don't know. Maybe we'll explore that tomorrow night. As we're live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival again. Thanks to everybody for coming in here tonight and joining us. See you tomorrow. Porkfest X. Free Talk Live.
It's tight, and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage, and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.